Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the...
Woo!
Fired up. Coke's head.
Let's get it.
We will spin the category.
You need a little...
I do. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Justin. Who thought that a menstrual cycle was a bike that women rode once a month and found a way to answer 8 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
By the way, Miles, I don't know if you knew this. Today, Big Dummy. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
9.9 KISW.
Oh, Michelle's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,324. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We find out today what happens, and I've never heard of this in my life, when chocolate, gourmet chocolate,
all right,
meets beer. Now, when I say gourmet chocolate, if you know anything about
you're
chocolate.
You're talking about me, ladies.
Yeah, and we don't mean you drunk eating a Snickers.
No. This is the world famous Kosenko Chocolate Company right here in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is high-class chocolate. This is, like, good chocolate.
Kind of stuff you buy for your girl.
Right. So,
not even her, man. Sorry.
Ron and his daughter, Kelsey, are going to come by at 4:30. And believe it or not, they have teamed up with Black Raven Brewing.
All right.
Yes. And guess what they did? They took the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can and infused it into their delicious chocolate balls. That's all I know right now.
I've heard that they just put chocolate around one of the yellow cans.
And they also, they go all out. So apparently, not only do they use the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can, but they also, the Coco Jones Porter.
All right.
Which is a fantastic porter. I mean, that's got to go well with chocolate.
I would think it's a coconut one, right?
Yeah. If you had our holidays little beer we did over
Olda Days,
it had a little chocolate in it.
Yeah.
So I get the idea of chocolate and beer, but they also put it in their Kitty Cat Blues beer.
That sounds
and their,
dirty.
And their lime pilsner.
Look, I get the idea. I have just not tasted it.
Yeah.
So it sounds fantastic.
We're going to get hopped up on chocolate. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as you said, Steve, our biggest dummy of the year has been Justin. Took Justin 9 questions to get one right. And as we like to do when we do a little big dummy, the Men's Room poll. Last week, we asked you to pick a brand new hobby. And we had 4 different, I would say, risky hobbies as far as, you know, maybe the potential for things to go wrong.
Sure, sure.
Skydiving was one of those new hobbies.
Yes, there's a potential for something to go wrong.
Skiing.
Yes.
And we also determined that skydiving might be cheaper than skiing. Honest to God.
Without a doubt.
I mean, look.
If it's, skiing's expensive.
If it's $110 a jump, okay, that's cheaper than going skiing. From the time that you park.
But it's all inclusive.
You get your lift tickets,
it's all
the
inclusive.
Time you get your dinner, your drinks, your all the things.
You're not. Basically, you're renting the parachute, and that is included in the cost. It's not something separate.
Right.
And I don't need a sky jumping suit. Right? Yes. I mean, it's all there.
Scuba diving. Also expensive. More expensive than skydiving. I mean, when you go skydiving, you're not taking your own parachute.
Hopefully.
When you go scuba diving, you've got your tank, you've got your respirator, you've got all that stuff. And finally, mountain climbing. And so, as far as the poll goes, and if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, we put the poll up there for you every week. And here's how the results came through as far as what you wanted as a new hobby. Coming in fourth place, only 14% of you said, you know what? I will give mountain climbing a shot.
That's about
basically,
right.
Basically, the equivalent of trying to get up, Mount Hood or Mount Rainier or
Everest
or any of the mountains in the area. They are on Everest right now.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, a group of guys went up there and got there in like 4 days. They were
5 days
with xenon gas.
Right. They did some kind of weird training. I don't remember the whole thing, but
something
basically
in an oxygen chamber for a month.
Right. They're breathing all this stuff in. And their goal was, of course, to break the record to get up Everest. Whatever it is they did with xenon gas, whatever.
Yes.
It worked.
Yeah.
5 days, 18 hours.
Typically, you get to base camp and you got to acclimate. So when you go to camp two, camp three, you will actually go to camp three and just spend the night there for a couple nights.
Like how many nights?
Not do anything. You're just getting acclimated to the air.
Is there beverages?
Then you come back.
Is there anything to do? So I get to camp three. I'm here, say, 3 days.
You take food and you take tea.
So I'm just sitting in the mountains.
And you just kind of get used to being at that elevation. Then you go back down to camp two.
Coke Ted.
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of just sitting up there for like 2 weeks with beer. But like, I'm acclimating, dude.
So you go back down to camp
two. Like with no plans of somebody.
You grab your crap again.
All right.
Minus your sleeping bag, whatever else you left up there. You probably take that back down just in case there's a bad weather situation. But then you go up with all your gear to camp three. Now that you're up in camp three, you're kind of ready for the elements. But you got to go and get acclimated at camp four, maybe. I don't know if they put you
in
the death
zone. How many camps are there?
Well, there are four on Everest.
Okay.
These guys didn't have to do any of that because they basically slept in oxygen-depriving chambers.
No, oxygen-enriching chambers.
Or whatever the hell it was for, whatever it is.
You're doing the exact opposite.
But
it worked.
For 4 weeks before that.
Yeah.
Yes.
5 hours, 18 minutes, they summited Everest.
Right. And I think you're taking in less oxygen. So the idea is the higher you get, the less oxygen is up there.
Right.
So your body needs to get used to being able to survive on less oxygen. Thus, if you know anything about the climbing world, you also know that most of the Sherpas and all of the climbers that are European, that have been doing it for years, all just rip cigarettes. And the reason they smoke so many cigarettes is because it deprives them of oxygen to the point where it replicates what they might be going through. And all those guys smoke. Sherpas just ripping cigarettes.
So I'd be good at camp three.
Yeah, until you put on
a Sherpa. You have a Marlboret?
Yeah. Until you put a tag on your back, you don't want to do that. But so mountain climbing, 14%. Coming in at third place, that would be skydiving.
What?
25% of you said, hey, 1 in 4 said, new hobby, I'm in.
That's great, man.
Yeah. Just squeaking by, skiing with 26%. Overwhelmingly, and I agree with this, you want to pick a new hobby. Other than getting eaten by a shark, scuba diving seems like the best option. 35% of you said, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man.
I just, look, and I know some of the best diving, believe it or not, in North America or the Americas. Talk about Cozumel and all these different places. Puget Sound, as far as the unique wildlife.
That's sort of the big giant octopus.
Here in Elliott Bay.
The clarity of the water.
Remember years ago, PBS did a whole special, like, Secrets of Elliott Bay. It was wild. Like
what were some of the secrets?
Yeah.
Well, just the giant octopus, six gill shark.
All right.
Like but Miles is right. It looked like they were in some exotic place, and then the dude surfaces, and it's like
Seattle.
Yeah. There's the wheel.
He's outside of Golden Gardens.
It means we live somewhere exotic.
I just don't
if it looked exotic and we live there. What do you mean?
Well,
no,
man.
You
cold.
Picked scuba
it's
diving.
Cold.
I know, but it's right to that.
See, well, exotic doesn't mean cold or warm, does it?
Well,
it's just an exotic locale.
To me, exotic means like crazy but fascinating.
Okay.
Right? When you describe someone as looking exotic, like they might be a serial killer, but they're also hot.
Okay. Now, this week on the poll, as we always say, listener comes first with anything in the men's room. And we got this email, and it says, hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
I love the big dummy poll that you guys have every week, and I wanted to suggest one for this week or a future big dummy. Poll, have something named after you.
All right.
And this comes from a listener, Justin Wern. So thank you, Justin, for sending
Justin
in this.
Worm?
Wern. W-E-A-R-N. Wern.
Oh, much better than Worm.
Wern. Yeah, Mr. Wern, thank you for the poll.
Justin Worm. That's a horrible porn name.
Justin Worm.
Justin Worm.
Justin Worm. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll with that one.
So you're going to have something named after you. And Justin, he picked some pretty good stuff here. Choice number one to have named after you, and people have these, many do, a cocktail. So if we're talking about an Arnold Palmer to a John Daly to a Tom Collins to a, your name is going to be on that drink.
But what would your drink be? What do you think?
Well, that's the key. So
for me,
I
it would just be a shot. Like if you just want a straight, they don't have to ask Do you want a cube? And just if you just want a straight shot of Jack.
I don't think that's
thrill. Well, now, somebody already said on there, they were like, just like thrill, just a beer and a shot.
Well, oh, look, so your combo, okay.
Well, Hotel Amour Dew had that campaign for a while. What was it? It was
a brew and a dew.
A brew and a dew. All right.
Didn't work on me.
But I will say this. I think you need to just figure out what the alcohol is that you want to be a portion, the majority of your cocktail.
All right.
So in other words.
Like I could tell you, it's thrill. It's a men's room IPA and it's shot of Jack.
Yeah. Yes. What do you like? For an example. And you can mix and match, obviously. There's a bloody Mary. There's a bloody Maria. So if you like tequila, you can do
What's
that.
In the Bloody Miles?
The Bloody Miles?
Ooh, we got the tomato juice, we got vodka. What makes it a Bloody Miles?
Fireball.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? 151. I think
he likes tequila, though, so maybe it's a Bloody Maria with a shot of Fireball on the side.
I'm there you go.
So I like this drink on the golf course. I don't really have mixed drinks normally. It's called a transfusion.
Yeah.
A transfusion.
Oh, everybody knows that
is
now.
Is vodka, a little bit of a splash of grape juice, or ginger beer or ginger ale. So you have a choice of those three. And they put a little citrus in there.
I like it better
too.
With ginger ale.
Okay, me too. Ginger beer is pretty overpowering.
Yeah.
But
what is it called?
It's called a transfusion. I swear to God, it is. You would love this. I mean,
why would I love it?
It just tastes good.
I mean, it's just vodka, grape juice, and ginger ale. You can't go wrong.
But the combination
of when you say
together,
it out loud, I'm
like
right.
At a party, I host a bar. Bartet.
Bartet. Okay. Bartet.
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 We only serve two things. Transfusions and daiquiris on rocks.
Those are the two things.
And people
you
like
serve.
The transfusions, don't they?
They do. And honestly, man, this sounds funny, but like I was back there bartending for hours. But also, it's good for kids. It's just grape juice and ginger ale. You leave out the vodka, and it's like, here you go, kid. Have a cocktail.
Yeah. Seriously. So now I know the transfusion can also be made with Blanco tequila.
Oh.
So I will do that style of thing. So you're going to come up with a cocktail, but it's going to have your name on it. I think more entertaining than that, figure out the name for your cocktail.
Yep.
Well, I'm stealing this from the internet and our own Taryn Daly. But my famous cocktail is going to be a giant mimosa with all the accoutrements of the Bloody Mary. Because I don't like Bloody Marys, but why don't we serve giant mimosas with all the cool stuff
in it? You
want
celery and your orange juice?
And the shrimp?
And bacon?
And a chicken wing? All of it. A little
you just
burger.
Want a mimosa and breakfast.
Where are you, Chicago?
I'm just saying, everybody's like, look at our bloodies. It's got all this stuff. Like, yeah. What about the mimosa, people?
Have you ever gotten a Bloody Mary in Chicago?
Not Chicago. I have in Milwaukee.
It is a plate of food on top of that.
And it's some tomato juice.
I'm not kidding you.
Well, hey, it's my cocktail, guys.
Nine strips of bacon in there. I mean, you know, five asparagus.
Right. I like that stuff. I just want a mimosa.
Okay. All right. So your first option is you can have a cocktail named after you. Your second option, and I like this one too, Justin, a burger or a sandwich.
Ooh, nice.
Now, hey, man, you got all kinds of things to think about here. Cheeses, breads. Do you want this on a roll?
Lack of vegetables.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you like. Is it toasted? Is it grilled?
All right.
You know, so is it a burger? What are you putting on that burger? So a burger or a sandwich. And you can give that any name, you know, as long as your name is in there.
I would do the hot dog. It'd be the thrill. It's a foot long.
Foot long hot dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing on top.
It's a foot long hot dog.
Nothing on top.
Yeah, whatever you want to do with it is your own business. That's right? My motto. Okay. Yeah.
Slathered in mayonnaise. Your third option.
What? You just gave me a look, man.
No, he's like slathered in mayonnaise. I was like,
hey, he bought the thrill.
Hey.
What he does with it from there,
right,
that's his own business.
That's right. Whipped cream. Has anyone ever done that before? Whipped cream?
A hot dog?
Yeah.
No.
Hot fudge and then whipped cream on top of a grilled hot dog. Bet that'd probably be okay. A little salt, a little sweet.
It would not be okay.
Third option to have named after you would be a sex move. Now, you pick the move, you pick what you like, but it's named after you.
All I know is that mine involves you going, hi-ya!
And that is one thing we know for sure that...
I scream hi-ya.
Well, that people don't... Okay, names go to everything. They go to diseases.
Sure,
They go to cocktails. But as far as the sex move is concerned... We don't have a name associated with anything in particular for any person out there. So I think that's one of the genres of things that are not named after people very often. Or
no, you're right.
I mean, think of all the things.
Well, all right. We could change some names. We go, who's the most famous dog? We're going to do a Benji style?
Well, there's things that, you know, that involve certain individual names, but they don't really... Like, there's a dude named Jack, right? So sometimes his name will pop
He got busted first.
Okay, but whatever happened. Okay, that
we know what was happening.
That
he was by himself.
That's the move. So you could have a sex move named after you as well. And finally,
bless you.
Bless you. We have a, I told you the Aaron here is weird.
All right.
Stadium venue. Stadium or venue. So the Moore Theater is named after something, right?
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Carnegie Hall. That's named after something.
I feel like you need a theater over a stadium. Because stadiums are going to come and go like every 30 years. Theaters don't seem to change.
Right.
Your name is there.
I'm sure there's
minute.
Somebody Madison from Madison Square Garden. I'm guessing that's a family name. I don't know.
Dolly Madison. They like desserts.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. So you can have a venue or I'm sure there's someone named White River. Named
yes,
after you.
John White River.
Stadium.
Very famous.
Very venue.
You remember Frankie Climate Pledge. Mm-hmm. Now that guy, he's going to go down in history.
Well, Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Who's it named after?
Meriwether. Yeah.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Who was the wife of Post?
There's a famous.
Are you actually asking? Are you joking?
I think so, right? Because Post and what? Then. Right? Because there's Post and Kellogg's, and then I want to say okay. She takes over and gets involved with like frozen foods
oh,
early on.
Oh, is that where the Post. So Meriwether Post is Post family lives in the cereal. I did not
correct.
Know that. Correct. Interesting.
Wouldn't you have made the connection? Like, by the way, if you show up for this concert, here's some Raisin Bran.
I didn't until I saw Foods That Built America.
Okay.
I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay, you're welcome, dude.
So what do you want named after you, Ted? Cocktail, burger, sandwich?
I'm stuck on the burger, sandwich, or the cocktail. Just because the frequency of what people can order me. You know? I like that.
Okay. All right.
Maybe there's a world. The problem is I'm so obsessed with pastrami after last weekend.
All right.
But some kind of meat mixed with a crab cake on top.
With a crab cake on top. Yeah. Maybe do the crab cake with some of the meat on top would be my thought.
Yeah, something, right? But it's like some crazy sandwich. That's one of those sandwiches, like, you get that on a Sunday, and that's like what you're eating. You're watching ball. It's like, let's go get some of those crazy sandwiches.
And you're not changing your clothes the rest of the day.
Yeah,
and, okay. I will say this. It has to be served on a 12-inch hoagie roll.
Is it toasted?
You can toast it if you want.
Okay.
I mean, the meat's hot. I just like that it's a foot long.
The meat is hot.
Get the
it's hot.
The
yeah.
meat's hot.
I don't know why. Obviously, I enjoy eating, but I love having a sandwich that's so good, you eat half, and then it's so big, you need half later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you feel like crap after.
Doesn't matter.
It's like, oh, my
well,
God.
Well, watch your football.
I know.
You can only order during football season. The only
or,
time this
or is, a sporting event
or okay any sporting event you can get the Ted is and it well, the Ted look, or the Ted Smith.
Well, remember I had a sandwich for years at the now defunct Belltown Pub.
Put them out of business.
What was that again?
Steak, egg, and cheese.
Okay,
so just crappy like a steak and cheese you would get in Philly with Cheese Whiz, and you just slam some fried eggs in there.
All right,
because we used to get it at this little bodega in Baltimore.
So it's like diced up. So in other words, it's like a scramble almost of steak.
Not
and
scrambled
eggs.
No. You just like remember
fried
imagine
oh,
just
fried
a cheese steak
okay, right.
and then a couple fried eggs in there.
That sounds great.
It was delicious.
Did you get that on the house? Like if you walked in, could you get your sandwich?
No comment.
No comment. Sweet. So
but I will say this: over
that's
the
why
years,
they went out of business.
Over the years, when that bar was open, I miss those guys. It turned into basically the bartender's hangover cure.
Oh, really?
Like other bartenders, as soon as they opened, would come in and order that, then go start their shifts.
Mm-hmm. Would you dip your sandwich in some type of au jus? I know you're a fan of that.
Would it you depends
design,
on the au jus.
Would you design the sandwich to be able to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it to come as something that separates it from everything
else. And back to what you were saying about the giant sub. Seattle does that well as far as being able to eat half, and then you have enough for a half later. We got some big-ass sub places. I cannot eat a whole Tats sandwich.
Yeah,
the Tatsdrami
is one of the most flavorful subs I've ever had in my life.
What the hell is it? Not Paseo. What is the Cuban sandwich?
Paseo.
Is it Paseo?
I think so.
Okay. Well, they have a couple different locations and a couple different names now, I know. But that huge-ass Cuban sandwich, you cannot get through that. Calazis. I cannot eat an entire Calazis sub. That's half and half for me as far as just being able to get it down.
Sorry, I'm just reading the text. Little offensive. It says, not naming a sex move after thrill. Don't want to start thinking of him doing sex.
Doing sex.
Me doing sex.
Do you do the sex?
I do sex.
Yeah.
I don't have sex. I do sex.
Big W's coming up 206-803-ROCK.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober at work, driving my life away.
All right, Sean.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, what is named after you? Will it be a cocktail, a burger sandwich, sex move, or a stadium or venue?
Sandwich.
A sando. Okay. Is this going to be a hot or a cold sandwich?
Hot.
What kind of meat are we talking?
Roast beef.
I like where your mind's at.
Okay. Just like Michael Che. Okay.
All right, Sean. Here is your question. Let's talk about the new Pope, Pope Leo the 14th. Pope Leo the 14th is what number Pope in history? The 264th, 65th, 66th, or 67th Pope? So 264 through 267.
66.
I'll say 67.
He is, in fact, the 267th Pope.
A lot of popes.
And a 14th Leo. Mike and I actually looked it up. All right, your question. What does Casablanca translate to in English?
White House.
How did you know that?
Casa and Blanca.
Blanca.
Oh, really? Yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right there.
Yeah, White House.
See you again. Yeah. Never even thought it through. Just...
You know what?
Fair Weather Post, Casablanca.
I thought, the guy that started Post, that was his daughter. And then she started General Mills Foods.
Oh,
okay. Do you know what Joe Table translates? Oh, damn it,
yes, Jose Mesa.
Yeah. See? It's not just me.
Ted starts with the punchline. You're like the Jeopardy of jokes.
You guys know what biblioteca?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
Men's room.
Is that a good thing? You sound bummed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. What is named after you? What are you taking, Matt? Cocktail, burger, sandwich, sex move, or a stadium venue?
I'll do a cocktail.
Okay, cocktail.
What's the what's the main spirit or liquor in your cocktail?
Well, honestly, I like a good IPA. I'm not a hard liquor drinker anymore, so I was kind of leaning more toward beer, but...
All right, we can do a barrel-aged IPA for you. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah, the Matt. Give me the bar Matt. Sounds delicious.
Matt's malt liquor.
Matt's malt liquor. Oh, yeah.
It'll get you there.
No matter where you're going, it'll get you there. You might not remember how you got there, but it'll get you there.
You'll be slapping suckers in no time. That's malt liquor.
Make your pimp hands strong.
Lock your car doors on the way. It's not the best route. It'll get you there.
I know a guy named Malt Liquor Mike.
Malt Liquor Mike.
Met him at a tailgate, and he was drinking malt liquor.
Did he go by Malt Liquor Mike, or did you start calling him
Malt Liquor Mike? That was just two dudes. One guy was Mike, and we started calling him Malt Liquor Mike. And then every time we saw him, we were like, Malt Liquor Mike! And he was like, yo!
I'm sure he'll put that on the job application.
People know me as
Malt Liquor
Mike. AKA Alias. That was the same day, this was years ago, it's the Florida-Georgia game, and I run into a guy in a Rutgers sweatshirt.
All right.
And I had a few beverages, and I just go, you're a Rutgers fan?
Oh,
and then walked away.
What's with the hate, man? Damn. Dude just wanted to enjoy his time.
Wow. He's from New Jersey. He can handle it.
Yeah, yours. All right, Matt, here's your question. Who is Porky Pig's girlfriend? What is her name?
Petunia Pig.
Man, what a done.
How do you know that?
I do know that one.
You know Petunia freaking Pig?
Sure.
Really?
I remember her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. You're one and done, so let's give you a true or false question. True or false? This part's true. 1,755 men have broken the 4-minute mile record, all right? True or false? Only 2 women have done the same.
True.
I'll say zero.
Zero. Yeah.
Is no zero? Woman has ever broke the 4-minute mile?
No. So it's been broken. So Roger Bannister broke it first.
Pack of Marlboros a day.
Oh, that's right. Bannister, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. 1,755 men have broken the 4-minute mile.
That's a harsh stat.
Ted thinks ladies be slow, man.
What's the matter, man?
Wait, damn, it's 2025. One of them must have broke it.
Yeah. No. She did. She didn't want anyone to know. No, it hasn't happened yet, man.
Big dummy!
Is that the funniest thing you've heard today?
I don't know. I mean, that's shocking to me. Like, I don't know, man.
Unhook the trailer, ladies.
Y'all heard of practice? Damn. I mean, he broke it in like the 30s. They've had 100 years.
Damn,
Ted,
easy.
Wait, hold on. Ted cannot wrap his head around this.
I can't.
Not one of y'all.
Right?
Not one of y'all.
When you said 2, I was like, oh, that's brutal.
Okay, the fastest one right now is 4 minutes, 7.64 seconds.
Right? It's been 100. They got to be
said
there.
Said by a Kenyan in 2023.
By Kenyan. Man, the way you said it sounds
Faith,
bad.
Faith.
By Kenyon.
Kibiyagon.
Can you believe that?
I didn't want to pronounce her name because it's impossible.
You know, the really fast runners. Yeah.
You know, Kenyon.
The best of the best. 7 seconds short.
Faith Kibiyagon.
Well done.
Didn't have enough. Yeah. Didn't have enough faith.
She was 7 seconds off, though.
But still, it hasn't been done.
Right. I know that, but she's close.
Guess what? If you get 7 feet from the top of Everest, you didn't climb the damn thing.
Right. Damn, Mike. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Just love how this is killing Ted.
Richard, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there? Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
I'm puffing on some Gary Payton.
All right.
Oh, nice. You're puffing on some Gary Payton.
He means physically.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
That's a glove. Yeah,
and Gary's saying, yeah.
All right, Richard. Bannister broke it in 54, so it hasn't been 100 years.
Yeah, about 75.
Calm down.
Man. Okay, Richard, what is named after you? You're taking the cocktail, the burger sandwich, the sex move, or the stadium venue?
I'm going to have to go a burger.
Burger. What's on your burger?
2 half-pound patties.
Wow.
Fried egg. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, onions.
And a defibrillator.
The toasted pretzel bun.
Toasted pretzel bun.
You've okay. given this some thought, my man.
I have.
I might put mine on sourdough Texas toast.
And it'll be named the Rowdy One after my middle name.
Your middle name is Rowdy?
Yep, R-O-W-D-Y.
Richard Rowdy what?
Ryan, triple
you,
R.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Richard Rowdy Ryan?
Yep.
God damn, I want to drink a cheap beer with you.
Hey.
A name alone.
You sound like a pro wrestler.
You sound like an outlaw cowboy.
Yeah.
My middle name is actually named after a Clint Eastwood character called Rowdy Yates.
What movie?
Oh.
Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
I don't, off the top of my head, I can't remember.
All right.
My dad didn't want him to name him. The middle name Roy, so my dad named me Rowdy after the Clint Eastwood character.
I think Rowdy's better than Roy.
It was in Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Yeah. Even named my son that, too.
Could have been Richard Rawhide. Still three R's. All right, Rawhide, here's your question.
D. Rawhide.
How many states begin with the letter M as in mother?
Oh, hold on.
Miles is helping
you. Hold on.
I believe Ted is helping you.
Three?
No.
All right, I'll give you one more guess. It's not three.
Mississippi, Montana, Maine. Mm-hmm. Four.
No. Hold on. Okay, wait.
I just need a second here. Yeah. I definitely got six.
You're talking too much, Ted.
I think there's one more.
Miles,
give me
a
second. I got it. Give me a second. Let me think this through. Do I have that one on there? I do have that one on there. Did I get that one? I got that one. I got that one.
What do you think, man?
I think it's six.
There are eight.
Damn it.
All right, hang on. So it goes Maine, Maryland,
Missouri,
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I got Massachusetts.
Michigan.
Missouri. Michigan.
Minnesota. Mississippi. Missouri. Fart. Montana.
Yes.
Good work, Mike.
Fart. Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Missouri, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Minnesota, and Maine.
I was just trying to go down the East Coast and across, but I forgot about Massachusetts.
Bang up job on the East Coast, Ted. All right.
What
sport is the focus of the movie Tin Cup?
Oh, yeah.
That would have to be golf with Kevin Costner.
Yeah. You got it. Nice job.
Baseball and golf. That's
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
I mean, look, I'll be the old man in the room. Costner makes the best baseball movies.
He does make good baseball movies.
Tin Cup's a very good golf movie.
He also made Waterworld. Hello?
He did. I saw it in the theaters.
And you can't get that money back. Hello, Elliot. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, guys.
Hola. Elliot, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober. I'm putting a couch together.
Okay. Who has to put together a couch? Where did you buy that at?
I got it from Amazon. It's basically IKEA, though.
All right. So you actually have to physically put together a couch?
Yeah, it came in pieces, and, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mike helped me put together a couch once.
Couldn't put the cushions on.
I got mine through Costco. He's a
you had to use, like, it was the same thing. It was very cheap, right? It was affordable, but, like, right, you had to wrench it all together. Okay. I was shocked when they were like, here's your couch. I'm like, why is it in boxes?
dropped it.
It's more like a futon. I got a dog I'm taking up on Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Elliot. What is named after you? Cocktail, burger sandwich, sex move, or stadium venue?
I'm going to go cocktail.
Cocktail. What libation you putting in there?
I actually did this in high school once. I took the idea from a famous episode of The Simpsons. They called it Flaming Moe's, where, like, they had Aerosmith in there. And it was kind of like a mixture of everything because I was broke. So I would pinch my dad's stash and just put like a little bit of everything into a water bottle. So like it was disgusting. It was like whiskey, tequila, vodka, gin. It was absolutely disgusting, but I was too broke to like contribute to the parties. So I would just like pinch my dad's stash and yeah. So I'd call it the Flaming Elliot.
Okay. What do you do now for a living, Elliot?
I'm in the military.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. All right, here's your question, military man. On June 5th, 1939, the country of Siam changed its name to what?
Ooh.
Siam. Ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got no idea on this one.
Is that Vietnam?
Nope.
That's what I thought. How about Indonesia?
No.
Oh!
What do you got?
Thailand.
Yes, indeed. June 5th, 1939, the country of Siam changed its name to Thailand because y'all started wearing neckties. All right, your question. Animals and plants that produce light are known as what?
Animals that produce light?
Animals and plants and or plants that produce light are known as what? Yes, Mike, you are correct.
Big word.
Say that word when you're candy and yodeling.
Oh, it would work.
That's what I'm saying.
I have never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard of fireflies, but I don't know.
So what fireflies.
It's not photosynthesis.
Right? Not photosynthesis. That's what plants do. Bioluminescence.
Oh, yeah.
Bioluminescence.
Okay. All right.
All right, your question. What song does Tom Cruise lip sync in his underwear in the movie Risky Business?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
What did you say about today's music, man?
Old time rock and roll.
You got it. Yeah.
My man. Ain't got the same soul.
Now it do not, Ted.
That old time rock and roll.
Dummy.
Well, Bob, put your old records on the shelf. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. What is named after you, Tom? Will it be a cocktail, a burger or sandwich, sex move, or a stadium venue?
Probably a sandwich. Not the best one, but the one I eat the most. Wheat bread, lunch meat, provolone cheese, and pickles.
It's a sad-ass sandwich, Tom.
I know.
Wheat bread?
I know.
You're right out of game. Strong. Wheat bread. Right there, just started going downhill.
White bread.
Wheat bread. You couldn't get
people
that.
People don't
your
even
mouth,
get wheat though. Bread at Subway.
They don't, man.
No.
All right, let's see. What is your question here? Here is your question. Which male vocal range is pitched between tenor and bass?
Tenor and bass. Basso? B-A-S-S-O?
Oh.
Baritone?
Baritone.
Baritone.
Oh.
That's actually the voice of Smokey Bear. I speak in baritone.
I speak in
baritone. I'm a bear.
No, that's just Sam Elliott.
Yeah, basically. All right, your question. What London street is home to a famous theater and in the children's song The Muffin Man?
Steve was on this street.
There you go. Good job, Tom. There you go.
Telling you, I don't know how you could do it nowadays because we used to do it on DVD. But if you watch that scene where the gingerbread man's being tortured Shrek, watch it in other languages.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why am I watching in other languages?
Because remember, it's like, not my buttons, not my candy gumdrop buttons. Yeah. It's like, no, but it was finitos.
I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what he's saying. But we would watch it in French, Spanish.
Dude, we did the same thing. Yeah. I didn't know other people did that. We watched it in different languages, too. Because it was this great technology.
Just that scene or
yeah, the movie itself. You caught weird spots. Like when Robin Hood shows up, that's funny to do in like Spanish or French or German or stuff like that. Well, it's great.
I mean, he's right. You got to, this is like 2000, 2001.
Right.
Like, you guys smoked weed when you were that young?
I wasn't smoking weed.
This is just
2011.
Yeah. It just, he's right. The technology, it was like, we could watch them get tortured in French.
Right. We have no idea what, we know exactly what they're saying because we've watched these movies 100 different times. It's like, let's watch it in a different language because, again, you could just make them do it.
More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.